Okay, boys. Today's daf is Brachos Daf Mem. We are at the top of Brachos Daf Mem, one of those few dafim that actually breaks down evenly. At the end of Amud Beis, kind of finishes the point. So the Gemara says at the top of the Amud, Amar Rav. The Gemara here is talking about a hefsek. What is considered a hefsek in between the bracha and the eating or the distribution of the food? So Rav says, Tol Baruch, if you say to somebody, take some of this blessed food, meaning some of the food that I just made a bracha on, right? Imagine you're divvying up challah at a meal, and you make hamotzi on a huge challah, let's say, and everybody has challah in front of you. Everybody has like their own challah roll. So, but you say, come, take a piece of this challah that I made a bracha on. So, in a tzarech levarech, Rav says you don't need to make another bracha. Havei melech, havei liftan, but if you say, come bring me some salt, bring me some, some liftan is like something you put on top of bread, so I guess a relish or a hummus or a ketchup or whatever, a condiment, thank you, that's the word I'm looking for. So tzarech levarech, then you do need to make another bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afilu havei melech, havei liftan, even if you say, bring salt, bring a condiment, nami ein tzarech levarech, you don't need to make a bracha, because that's still within the realm of eating, but gvilatori. But if you say something random like need food, KNEAD, need for my shore, for my ox, I think I was just giving an example of something that's totally not relevant. So if you say something ridiculous like that, so then tzarech levarech, then you do need to make a bracha again, because that again has no relevance. Rav Sheshes says no. That example that you took, a few gvilatori. Nami in a tzarech levarech. That specific example would not need to make another bracha. That's not considered a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Asher la'adam sheyocha kodem shitein maicha lebahimto, because there's a halacha that you're not allowed to eat food before you feed your animals. So if you sat down, made a bracha, and then realized that you hadn't taken care of the animals, so you could theoretically, according to Rav Sheshes, deal with that. Because it says, I will give food in the fields for your animals. And then it talks about the humans eating. So the Maisa, that's where we learn that halacha from. Amar Rav Bar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Chiya. Ein abotzeh rashay lebtzoa, ad sheyaviyu melech oliftan lefnei kol achad v'yachad. And the guy who's making a motzi for everybody is not allowed to divvy out the bread until everybody has either salt or the condiments that they want in front of everybody, because the ti'ima, Rashi writes, the flavoring needs to be the same for everybody. Everybody has to have the same experience with the bread. So if I'm making hamotzi and I have, you know, all the good flavors on my challah, but everybody else just gets a plain piece of bread, so that's not appropriate. We're not sharing the same experience. Again, it's Rashi Haviyu B'melech. I'm not sure if it's like a halachic deficiency that my Shomea Ka'one is lacking. I'm not sure if it's like, I think it's probably more in, I'd have to look it up or be ma'ayin a little bit. It's probably more in the realm of Midos Tovos than it is like that my Shomea Ka'one is lacking if we're not partaking of the exact same experience, because L'maisa, you're eating the same food, but okay, fine. Rav Bar Shmuel Iklo Lebe Reish Galusa. Rav Bar Shmuel went to the house of the Reish Galusa, the base measure of the Reish Galusa. Afiku Le Rifta, they brought out some bread. Ubatza Lehedya, and the Reish Galusa, made a motzi right away and started taking a piece right away. Umrelei Hada Mar Mishmaite, they said, hey, Rebbe, did you go back on your teaching that you need to, that everybody needs to have the spices and the melach and whatever it is in front of them before you can divvy out the bread? He said, no. There's no halacha. I'm not concerned with like waiting for halachic. I'm not gonna sit around and wait for you guys to get all the extra stuff. That's inappropriate. Again, Rashi writes, klomar pasnakia hizu. I don't need to sit around and wait for you guys to get all the extra stuff, because this is really fine bread. Vein sricha liftan, and we're not bringing out the condiments. Meaning in this specific scenario, they were not bringing out Lifton or Melech, so therefore he made a Motzi right away. Okay, fine. Again, nothing to do with anything except for the same Manda Amar who's saying about both halachos that urine does not finish completely unless the person is sitting on the toilet. And Rashi simply explains because when you're standing, and back then you should just pee on the ground, not into a toilet necessarily or into a urinal, the people would be nervous that you know the nitzotzos, the drops, would kind of splash onto their feet or their legs or their shoes or whatever it was, and they would kind of stop a little bit before they were completely finished. But when a person's sitting, obviously there's no concern of that whatsoever. Amar Rav Kahana, ube afar tichuach, but if you're urinating on soft dirt, safilu ba'amido, that even person will finish, you know, empty everything out even if he's standing. Because there's no splash zone, right? It's all soft. It's all. It's not going to splash onto your feet. There's no concern. A person's not going to be bothered about that. Vileka afar tichuach, and if a person does not have any kind of soft dugout dirt, yamod makom gavoa, a person is to stand on a high place. Viashtin makom madron, and you should urinate onto a place that is inclined, so that the urine runs down, so that again he doesn't worry about splashing onto his legs. V'amar Abba Bar Shmuel b'mishmei Rabbi Chia, another memra from Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Achar kol achiloscha achol melach. After all of your food, all of your eatings, you should have some salt. V'achar kol shtiyoscha shtei mayim, and after everything you drink, you should have some water. If you do that, iyatan nizok, you won't get damaged. You won't have any issues, health-wise. Right, same idea. Nizok, and you won't get damaged by any of the food that you eat. Tani yirach learned another brisa. Achal kol ma'ichal v'lo achal melach. Shasal kol mashkin v'lo shasal mayim. If you eat anything, you don't drink eat salt. If you drink anything, you don't drink water. B'yom yidag min reach hapeh. During the day, you're gonna have to worry about bad breath. But at night, yidag mipnei askara. You know, you have to be careful not to choke. Askara is one of the worst of the misas. Rashi writes because the choli, the illness of askara, comes because a person is stopped up, and if you don't have either of those two things to help make you regular, salt or water, so that's going to cause you indigestion, and chas v'shalom could lead to askara. Tanu rabbanan hamakafe b'achiloso b'mayim. Rashi writes, what does that mean? That a person drinks enough water, kenege the food that he eats. It's as if his food is floating on water. So, in a bali de chole ma'ayim, you won't come to a stomach bug or stomach illness or an upset stomach. Vekama, how much water do you need to drink? Amar chista, keton lepas. A keton is a measurement from back in the day. Literally means a bottle. And a pas is not a piece of bread, it's a loaf of bread. All right, it's some measurement that Lemaisa they understood back then. Amarav Mari, enough water that you know for a loaf of bread. Amarav Mari, Amarav Yochanan, Haragil ba'adashim, achas l'shloshim yom monea askara. Someone is make sure to have lentils or some sort of beans 1 in 30 days, so then you will stave off this askara mitoch basil from his household. Aval kol yoma, but if you have it every single day, lo. So then that's not so good. Right, that's not such a great thing. My time, oh, why? Mishum de kasha the reyecha peh. Because it's not so, these lentils, adashim, these beans are not so good for your mouth, for your breath. V'amar av Mari, Amar av Yochanan, haragil b'chardal ech achas l'shoshim yom. If a person has chardal, a person has mustard 1 in 30 days, moneh chalayim mitoch peso, he gets rid of illness from his house. Aval kol yom alo, but he shouldn't have it every single day. My time, oh, why? Mishum de kasha the chul shal liba. Because that is not so good for a person who is weak in the heart. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, haragil b'dagim ketanim. If a person is accustomed to eating small fish, ain't obali de'echol me'ayim. It won't have any digestive problems in the stomach. V'lo odel shedagim ketanim mafrim v'marvin u'mavrin kol gufo shel adam. Not only that, but small fish have this way of pru revu, so to speak, inside a person's body. It makes his whole body healthy. I'm Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Haragil b'ketzach. Ketzach, I think, is fennel. popular, I think, in cooking shows, but not so much in real life, at least. I haven't met so many people who cook with fennel, but every time I watch a cooking show, somebody's using some sort of fennel in the dish. Inu Bali De Cave Life. If a person eats a lot of fennel, so he will not have any issues with his heart. Won't have any heart, I think, I assume it means not heartburn, but heart attacks, I think. Chas v'shalom. Meisvei asks you a question. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Omar Ketzach, Echa Mishishim Simani Amaves, who... Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, that Ketzach, this fennel, is one of the 60 poisons of death, right? One of these samanim, one of these, I guess, not grains, but I guess samanim. Yeah, okay, could be grains or any, however you translate samanim. One of these things that will lead to misa, either grains or fragrances or whatever. V'hayashim l'mizrach grono, and if you sleep to the east of a storage house that has this fennel, damo v'rosho. So a person's blood is on his own hands. So apparently you see that it's not healthy at all. So Gemara says, Lokasha habarecho habitamo. So no. The smell of this vegetable, of this, you know, I guess whatever it is deadly if inhaled a lot. But the flavor apparently is totally fine. And not only that, it helps your heart. Imed Rabbi Yirmiya, and Rabbi Yirmiya's mother, Afile Rifta, she used to bake bread, umidavka le, and she would put this fennel on top of it, like stick to it, umakalfale, but then she would peel it off, I guess, mamaisa, to impart the ta'am without the reach. Not sure how that works, but okay, fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bar Menev Desoyim. We said back in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says you need to say a more concentrated bracha for all these vegetables. Specific to each species. As you guys know, we don't make that bracha whatsoever. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what is Rabbi Yehuda's logic? Because Amar Karl Pazik says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, we should bless Hashem every single day. We only bless Hashem during the day, not at night. Ella, what is that Pazik teaching me? Lo Melecha, what do you have to do? Kol yom v'yom tein lo me'in berchosa. If you have to give Hashem a bracha every single day, that's different according to that day. So Rashi writes, b'Shabbos you have to talk about Shabbos, on Yontif we talk about Yontif, during the Chol we talk about the weekday. So Hachanami so through here, kol min v'min tein lo me'in berchosa. For every species you need to make a specific bracha. Okay, but we don't pass like that. Remember, Zera v'Yitema Rabbi Chinna bar Papa, Bo Reish Elo Kaminas Akash Baruch Hu Midas Bas over them. Right? The Gemara does this all the time. Check it out. How Akash Baruch Hu is not like flesh and blood. Midas Bas over them. Kli Reikon Machzik. Right, for people. Right, on this world, an empty utensil will hold something. Right, you pour water in an empty utensil, that works. Male Ino Machzik. But if it's full, so right, it's not going to hold any more water. Aval Akash Baruch Hu. But Hashem ain't okay. It's not like that. Mole machzik, reikon ain't machzik. If something is full, it will hold stuff. If something that is empty, it will not. What are we talking about? Shemar, the Pazik says, Vayomer im shamo tishma, v'kol Hashem al kecha, v'yashem einav ta'aseh, v'asantala mitzvotzah, v'shamatar kol chukav, kol machalash, v'samtim v'nitzayim v'lasim alecha, k'ani Hashem rofecha. That's this week's Parsha, I think. I think. Anyway, but it basically, im shamo tishma, if you will listen, then you will hear. It's talking about keeping the mitzvah, so listening to Akash Baruch Hu. So that's what the Gemara learns out. Im shamoa, if you've learned already, if you listened already to Akash Baruch Hu, you're already keeping Torah mitzvahs, so then tishma, then you'll be able to grow more. Right, Rashi writes, pam achas sovcha shetate ozen pam acheres. If you've listened once, so that will cause you to listen again. But if you haven't, so, you know, it's going to be much harder for a person to continue to listen to Hashem, or begin to listen to Hashem. Dover Acher, another way to learn this out. Im Shemo B'yashan, Tishma B'chadash. If you've listened to something old, right, Rashi, again, Rashi writes, Shishanisa V'shilashta Masha Shamata Yishtakad. That you chazered, if you chazered over something that you learned already, Tishma b'chadash, you'll be able to be zocha to learn new Torah. Dim yifne l'lavecha, but if your heart will turn, that's the hemshech of the pasuk. So then shuv l'sishma, you won't be able to learn anymore. Okay, new Mishnah. Let's say you have a fruit in your hand, you're holding an apple, and you say, Adama. So the Mishnah says, Yatza, that's fine. But if Al Peros Aretz, Bari Priya Eitz, but if the opposite is true, you're holding a carrot, and you say, Bari Priya Eitz, Lo Yatza, that does not work. Val Kulam, and on anything, Im Amar Shakal Neavidvaro, Yatza. But if you say a Shakal on any food, then you are Yotze. Says the Gemara, Man Tana de Iker Ilan Arohi. Who holds that the Iker part, the Iker source, the Iker nourishment of a tree is the ground? Right? Because again, the implication is that if you say Bari Pre Adama on something that grows in the tree, that still works because the Iker nourishment, the Iker, I guess, of the tree really still comes from the ground. So Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, he eats Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Yavesh. Yavash ha-mayan, v'nekces, I'm not sure, ha-ilan. Let's say the river or the spring dried up, or the tree got cut down. Oh, what are we talking about? So it's a Mishnah in Bikurin. And if a person ties Bikurin, yeah, but between the growth of the fruit, right, he takes Bikurin, he has to go to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, say all these fancy psukim, right, it's a big party. But if in between that time, the river that sustained the tree dried up, or the tree itself was cut down, so Rashi writes, the Gemara says, Mevi vino kore. He brings the Bikurim, but he doesn't say the whole Parshas HaBikurim. So Rashi writes, Sheino yocholomar min ha'adama asher nasata li. You can't thank Hashem for the land which you have given me. Kevan di yavesh ha'mayan, v'nek tzitza ha'ilan, because the person no longer has that source of sustenance for his field. So you can't say some of the psukim in the Kriya if the Mayan, if the river is gone or the tree is cut down. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevi Ukore, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the land is the Iker here, and even though the river has dried up or the tree is cut down, you still have the land, you still own the field, so then you'll be able to say those psukim, and that is still called, right, you gave me Asher Nesatali Ha'adama Asher Nesatali, it's still called that because the Iker is the ground. So we see that the Iker of a tree, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the Aretz, is the Adama. And therefore you can make an Adama on fruits of the tree. Alper is Aretz, but if you do the opposite, so then you make a Ha'etz on Adama food, so that's no good. So Mar says Pshita, obviously, right, there are no carrots don't grow on a tree. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak lo nitzucha el Rabbi Yehuda. No, so only need that for Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar who says chita min ilani, that says that grain, that wheat is a type of tree, right? You'll see what the Havamina was. The Tanya, like we learned in a Brisa, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think. Yeah, over there. Ilan she'achol mimenu Adam Harishon. It's a whole machlokas as to what Adam Harishon, what species did Adam Harishon eat from. So Remeir Omer Geffenhaya. Remeir says it was grapes, right? We're so used to the comic books, you know, the secular comic books painting it as like an apple or something. I don't know, maybe they got for that from Snow White or Sleeping Beauty or whatever, but no, it's definitely not an apple. Remeir Omer Geffenhaya. Remeir says it was a grape. She'en l'chadavar ha'shamevi ala adam ala yayin, because what causes the most disastrous things from which food causes man to mess up the most? Certainly that's wine. Shenemar vayashes min hayayin vayesh min hayayin vayishkar. Right, Noach got drunk from drinking wine. A person gets drunk, so wine certainly would have led Adam astray. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Rabbi Nechemi says, no, te'ena haisa, it was actually a fig. Shevedavar sheniskalku bo nistaknu. That Hashem fixed them up with the thing that they had messed up with. Because the clothing Adam and Chava sewed for themselves clothing from fig leaves. So they took the item that they had messed up with and they kind of tried to fix things up. Rabbi Yehuda omer chita, no, it was grain, it was wheat. She'ena tinok yodea lekros abba v'ima ad she'yitom tam dagan. Because the chachma in a person, a kid, a baby, is not able to say Abba or Ima, says Rabbi Yehuda, until he's tasted the taste of dagan, of grains. That basically, that's what, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's what gives enough chachma to a person to be able to distinguish between, you know, start speaking, and that was, you know, itadas, that's exactly the Indian over here. Salgadai the Chamina, so what's the Chamina? What might you have thought? Hol Vam Rabbi Yehuda Chita Min Ilami. Since you might have thought that Rabbi Yehuda says that wheat is a tree, the Varachalea Bari Priya Eitz, maybe you could say Ha'eitz on wheat, so Kamash Malan, that you cannot. Hechad Marachina Bari Priya Eitz, Hechad Shakadale Lapiri. Where can you make an Ha'eitz? It's only where, if you take the fruit, Isei Lagavza V'Hadar Mafik, that the branch will then produce more fruit. That's the criteria for making a ha'etz. Aval hecha de chishaka on amud beis. Aval hecha de chishakalta le lapiri. But in a scenario where you would take the fruit, lacy legavza the hader mafik, but the branch would no longer produce any more fruit, that's not considered. That's not a ha'etz. Omav archina le bari preetz ele bari preedam. Okay. Makulam imam shakal. Right, shakal is the get out of jail free card. On all of them, you can say shakal. If my Rebbe said, Rebbe Huna Amar Chut Mina Pasa Mina Yayin, except for wine and bread. According to Rebbe Huna, you cannot say Sha'akal on wine or bread. For Rebbe Yochanan Amar Afilu Pasa Mina Yayin, even on wine or bread. Neme Ketanayin, maybe it's Machogis Tanayin. Ra Pas V'Amar Kama Noa Pas Zu, Borach HaMakom Shebora. So if a person sees bread, yeah, and said, how wonderful is this bread, Baruch HaMakom Shebara, Yotze, person is Yotze. Ra Te'ina V'Amar Kama Na Te'ina Zu, Baruch HaMakom Shebara, Yotze, person is Yotze. That's enough. Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, that is enough of a bracha to get by. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol HaMashanim V'Me'er Shetivim Chachamim, the brachos lo Yotze Yechov Asa. Rabbi Yossi says, you cannot come up with these random brachos. These random statements, even though they're very nice. Rabbi Meir says you need to say something nice about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about that they created this food that you're eating or whatever, but Rabbi Yossi says, no, you have to follow the procedure that the Chachamim prescribed. So Nima Rav Huna the Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Meir. Maybe Rav Huna holds a Rabbi Yossi. Again, Rav Huna says that you can't say Sha'akol on wine and bread. Holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says that you can't change the matbea of brachos, and Rabbi Yochanan, who says you can say shakal on wine and bread, holds like Rabbi Meir, who says that you can't change the matbea of brachos, the whole the structure. So the Gemara is going to say no. Amar lecha Rav Huna, no. Rav Huna says ana ad amri afilu Rabbi Meir. I can even hold like Rabbi Meir because I'm kind of come Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir only said over there that those two phrases work. Because you're mentioning the name of the bread, therefore the bracha is valid. But where if you're just saying shakal, you don't mention the bread whatsoever, a filler of mer moda, mer would be moda that shakal does not work for wine and bread. And Rabbi Yochanan would say to you, no, I don't necessarily line up like Rav Huna. If Rabbi Yochanan amalacha, ana da'amri, a filler of Yossi, I can even hold like Rabbi Yossi. Who says that you're not allowed to change the matbea brachos because ad kamo ka'amar Rabbi Yossi hasa melam mishum de ka'amar bracha deluta kinu rabbanan. Right? The only reason Rabbi Yossi says over there is because you're making up this bracha, and therefore it's no good. Aval amar shakal neir bidvaro, but a shahakol shtita kinu rabbanan, that the rabbanan instituted a shahakol, a few Rabbi Yossi mode, that maybe Rabbi Yossi would say, like me, that it is still good enough on wine or bread. Binyamin Raya. Binyamin was a roeh, was a shepherd. Korach Rifta, and he had some bread. Ve'amar, and then he said, a bracha chorona, to bench, Baruch Mare Dehai Pisa. Blessed be Hashem for this bread. Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, yay God. Amar Rav, Rav said, Yotza, he's Yotze Berkas Amazon. Gemara asks, so Amar Rav, didn't Rav say, Kol Bracha Shein Bahazkaris Hashem, Eino Bracha? Isn't Rav the guy who said, the Rav who says, no pun intended, isn't Rav the Rav who says, if you don't mention Shem Hashem, it's not called a bracha? So the Gemara says, D'amar Baruch Rachmana Maria Da'ipita. So you're right, you just said Baruch Rachmana Maria Da'ipita, right? You mentioned Rachmana Shem Hashem. V'ayba inan shalosh brachos, but don't you need three brachos for benching? So the Gemara answers, my Yotza. What does it mean when Rav says he's Yotze? The Gemara Rav Nami, Yotza Yidei Bracha Rishona. He's Yotze, the first Bracha of Berkas HaMazon. So the Gemara says, my Kamash Malan, What is that really coming to teach me? Afagav d'amar b'loshon chol. You're telling me that even if you say benching in a chol language, in a non-Hebrew language, right? Again, he said it in Aramaic. Baruch mare d'hai pita, or baruch rachmana mare d'hai pita. That's Aramaic. Excuse me. Is Rav coming to teach me that if you say the bracha of benching in Aramaic, in a different language, you would say, Tanina, we learned that already. These things we say in a different language. Parsha Sota, right? The whole psukim that a Sota has to say in the Beis Hamikdash, you can say that in any language. Vidui Meiser, right? At the end of the Shemitah cycle, you come to Beis Hamikdash and you say that I did all the halachos of Meiser appropriately, all these psukim, you can say that in any language. Kriyashma Tfilah, Uberkas Hamazon, and you can bench in any language. So what does Rav need to tell me that the shepherd is Yotze when he says this little line? It's really needed, Sakurai Dechamina, because you might have thought to say, Hani Mili Damra Balashim Chol, Kehikad Takinu Rabbanan Balashim Kodesh. You might have thought that, yeah, when can you say it in English or Aramaic or whatever, where the Rabbanan, if you follow the prescription that the Rabbanan were attacking, Avalo Amra Balashim Chol, Kehikad Takinu Rabbanan Balashim Kodesh, Aim Alo. You might have thought, if you didn't say exactly what the Rabbanan were matakin, you might say that that's not good enough. Kamash Malan, apparently you do see that even if you say your own type version of it, so it is, he is Yotze. Gufa Amar Rav, let's go back to something we just said. Rav said, called Bracha She'in Buzz, Karez Shem in a Bracha. If you don't mention Hashem's name in a Bracha, it doesn't count. Right, we had this Gemara earlier in the Masechta, in the first, second parak, I think. Daf Yudbeis. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Call bracha she'ein b'malchus in a bracha. Right? What do you need to include for it to be a bracha? Bracha Hashem or Elkeinu Melech Haolam. So Amar Abaye says Kavasi the Rav Mistaver. It's Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye says that Rav makes more sense that you need to include Shem Hashem. The Tanya, because we learned the Pasuk says. The Brisa teaches us anyway. It's a Sefri, it says over here. Pazik says, Lo varti mitzvah sacha v'lo shalachachti. I didn't, again, one of the things that this is in the Mikra Bikurim, or is it Vidui Meiser? Vidui Meiser. That one of the things that a person did, Lo varti mitzvah sacha, I didn't violate any of your mitzvahs, v'lo shalachachti, I didn't forget anything. So what did you not violate and not forget? So Gemara says, Lo varti milva rechecha, I didn't forget to bless you, v'lo shalachachti milaskir shimcha alav. And I didn't forget to mention your name. So that makes sense more according to the Rav. Vilu Malchi is Lokatani. And the Brisa doesn't mention anything about Melech HaOlam at all. So apparently you see that Rav has a proof from this Sifri that Lamaisa, all you need to do is say Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan, what would Rabbi Yochanan say to this Brisa? So simply, Tani, he learned that this Sifri had a little bit of a different girsa, a different language. Right? Rabbi Yochanan simply had a different word in there. He had an addition of Malchusecha Alav. Okay, a little bit more. We'll do the Mishnah. I guess a little bit of the Gemara also. Val Davar She'in Gedulu Min Ha'aretz. Anything that doesn't grow out of the ground. Amar Shakol Nei Midvaro. You say Shakol. Alachome. It's on vinegar. Ala Novlos. The Gemara talks about what that is, but it's basically dates that have been messed up in some way. Val Ha Govai. Govai is a bug. Kosher bug. Locusts. Arbe, on any kosher locust. Omer shakalim and varo yisei shakal. Rabbi Yehuda omer no. Kol shehu min klala im varachon alav. Anything that's a type of a curse, anything that's bad, it comes through a curse, something that's objectively negative, so you don't make a bracha. Hayu lufan of minin harbe, if you had a lot of minim and a lot of species in front of you. Rabbi Yehuda omer im yesh b'neim min shiva. If you have any of the shivas haminim, so alavu mevarech, that's when you make the bracha. The chachamim say no. Mevarech al izim en shiirtza, you make the bracha on whatever you want the most. Again, that's different species lemaisa within the same bracha, right? We saw before that there's an order in terms of which bracha comes first. Okay, tanu rabbanan. We learned that a brisa al davar she'in gedulu min hakarka. What is an example of something that doesn't grow from the ground? You know, basar behemos chayos v'ofos v'dagim, meat of animals. Birds, wild animals, fish, etc. Omer shakol ne'abidvaro yisei shakol. Ala cholav, ala beitim, ala gvina, milk, eggs, cheese, omer shakol. Ala pas she'ifsa, on bread that went bad, that I guess is moldy. Val yayin shehikrim, and wine that went bad, wine that spoiled. Val tavshil shavar tsuroso, and on a dish that already doesn't look like what like it used to, that has already changed shape. Omer shahakol, you say shahakol, because again, those things have lost their shape. They're totally different items. Ala melech, on salt. Ala zamis, I think zamis is, we had it before also. I think it's like salty water. Brine, maybe. Val, that's how they translate pickles, right? If you have to be careful when you're buying pickles in Israel, right? You can buy pickles in vinegar, and buy pickles in brine, which is basically salt water. Yeah, and you have to be very careful to come home with the brine ones and not the vinegar ones. Anyway, Val kamehin, Val upitriot, and on different types of, oh my gosh, on mushrooms. So, Omer Shahakol, you say Shahakol. But maybe does that mean to say the kamehin upitriot, love you do the karka ninu? You're telling me that mushrooms don't grow from the ground? Vatanya, we learned in a brisa. If you make a nether, if you take a vow not to eat anything that grows from the ground, also repairs aretz mutar b'kamehin upitriot, but you're not allowed to eat any vegetables, but you are allowed to eat mushrooms. V'im amar kol gedule karka alai, and if you say that anything that grows from the ground is asur to me, right? If you're, again, as opposed to perus aretz, fruit of the ground, like carrots, potatoes, etc., that's already fine. You can eat the mushrooms. But if you say anything that grows from the ground, so then asur af al b'kamehin upitriot, you're also not allowed to eat the mushrooms. So you see that mushrooms do grow from the ground. So Rabbaye, mirbo ravu me'ara, yeah, they do rise up from the ground, they grow from the ground, but minki lo yonki me'ara, they don't, literally means nurse, but they don't derive their nourishment from the ground. So Gemara says, ay, v'ha, al davar she'in gedulu min ha'aretz katani. Remember, we learned that, what does the Mishnah say? Al davar she'in gedulu min ha'aretz, something that does not grow from the ground. So that, you know, to include mushrooms in that, it does grow from the ground, right? So that would seemingly not make it a shahakol. So Gemara says, Tani, no, say, you should fix the Mishnah a little bit, al davar she'in yonek min aretz, something that does not draw nourishment from the ground, you would say a shahakol. Okay, we're going to stop here because the next conversation goes through Amud Beis and a little bit involved with different types of foods and stuff. And tomorrow's daf is not so long, so mitzvah shem. We will go weiter tomorrow. Shkoyach.